They're all perfect. Everything is perfect. The breath of life brings chills into my spine, warmth in my belly. A cold April evening, sun setting, the birds finalizing their daily chores, the wind kindly breezing through my hair, caressing my face, acting as a sole reminder that it all passes and is passing with every blow and every caress on the cheek, turning every warm tear cold, a reminder of the beautiful and the ephemeral, the reminder of the passing of time, the reminder that today, right now, nothing else matters but my cry at this wonder of life, at this reminder that subtly whispers, they're all perfect. Oh, but what a dance the sparrow plays, her cry, a thousand melodies that echo in the graceful wind. My tears absorb the delicate sound, enhancing my reverie, my awe. Oh, what a privilege it is to be alive, to hear the sparrow sing in spring-like tunes, to witness the sun setting, the wind caressing my tearful cheeks, which shyly turn red in this April evening cold. To witness them all with our own eyes so small, always in tune to try and grasp them all, to witness their perfection, to see them pass, to see them fade, to not miss a thing at all. And so our eyes get tired and they grow larger, seeing it all elements, all dances, all songs, into one perfect picture. I love getting my eyes tired, as only then I can see that I'm part of it all, and there's no separation between me and any of them all. So I rejoice in turn and play a game of passing by, like a stranger at times, but a guest most of the times, of this momentary awareness, only to witness and live once more the beauty, the fragility of it all. So I too know the effect of the wind's blow, the sparrow's show, and the sunset's glow, in a painting where they all flow. And through the perfection, I too am part of them all.